From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Transitioning the family farm from one generation to the next generation, there are some difficult decisions to be made, as we hear in this report from Rod Bain at the USDA.
When it comes to passing the farm from one generation to the next, there can be some challenges facing both sides in making a transition work. But as University of Minnesota Extension's Jim Salfer notes, one factor perhaps not given much consideration regarding when such a succession takes place is the emotional investment made by the incumbent farmer regarding their operation.
There's a lot of concerns and a lot of emotion, and what about non-family heirs? I understand that, but not dealing with it doesn't make it any easier later. And for the younger generation, I would encourage you to be patient and understand how hard that is, that maybe your parents built up this business, worked really hard, and now they're going to hand it over to somebody else. That's kind of been their baby for maybe their entire life.
However, Salfer advises that a transition plan for a farm operation be put in place sooner than later.
I'm talking to the older generation here. We're doing a disservice to wait as long as we can until we really do that transfer.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all, one sign of maturity is the ability to be comfortable with people who are not like us. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.